Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts no world leader asked India to stop Operation Sindoor. Speaking in Lok Sabha, says Make in India weapons played decisive role in its military action. Prime Minister emphasizes India gave a befitting reply to Pakistan after Pahalgam terror attack by taking revenge in just 22 minutes. Three terrorists involved in Pahalgam attack eliminated by security forces, informs Home Minister Amit Shah in Lok Sabha. Rajya Sabha also holding special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reiterates India will not hesitate to resume Operation Sindoor if Pakistan dares another misadventure. At least 16 people killed in Russian airstrike on Ukrainian prison in frontline region. And countdown begins for launch of first Indo-US joint Earth observation satellite, NISAR mission, from Andhra Pradesh, Sriharikota, tomorrow. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today affirmed that no world leader had asked India to stop Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister stated this in Lok Sabha while responding to the special discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's strong, successful and decisive response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Mr. Modi's remarks came amid the opposition's accusation of agreeing to a ceasefire with Pakistan under the pressure of the US. He said it was the Pakistani side who urged India to stop Operation Sindoor, pleading that they cannot suffer any longer.
दुनिया के किसी भी नेता ने भारत के ऑपरेशन रोकने के लिए नहीं कहा अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझे फोन पे बताया कि पाकिस्तान बहुत बड़ा हमला करने वाला है मेरा जवाब था अगर पाकिस्तान का ये इरादा है तो उसे बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा ये मैंने अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति को कहा अगर पाकिस्तान हमला करेगा तो हम बड़ा हमला कर करके जवाब देंगे
The Prime Minister said during the operation, which was launched on 7th of May, India gave a befitting reply to Pakistan after the Pahalgam terror attack, with the Indian Armed Forces taking the revenge in just 22 minutes. He stressed that India showed to the world that it will not bow down to nuclear blackmail of Pakistan.
22 minutes mein 22 अप्रैल का बदला निर्धारित लक्ष्य के साथ हमारी सेना ने ले लिया दूसरा पक्ष आदरणीय अध्यक्ष जी पाकिस्तान के साथ हमारी लड़ाई की तो कई बात हुई लेकिन ये पहली ऐसी भारत की रणनीति बनी कि जिसमें पहले जहां कभी नहीं गए थे वहां हम पहुंचे पाकिस्तान के कोने कोने में आतंकी अड्डों को धुआं धुआं कर दिया गया
Mr. Modi said India has made it clear through Operation Sindoor that if there is a terrorist attack on India, it will respond in its own way. He emphasized that India will not see terrorist supporting governments and terror masterminds as two separate entities.
आज पाकिस्तान भी भली भांति जान गया है कि भारत का हर जवाब पहले से ज्यादा तगड़ा होता है। उसे ये भी पता है कि अगर भविष्य में नौबत आई तो भारत आगे कुछ भी कर सकता है और इसलिए मैं फिर से लोकतंत्र के इस मंदिर में दोहराना चाहता हूं ऑपरेशन सिंदूर जारी है पाकिस्तान ने दुस्साहस की अगर कल्पना की तो उसे करारा जवाब दिया जाएगा
Prime Minister Modi said the world witnessed the strength of a self-reliant India during Operation Sindoor, in which Make in India weapons played a decisive role in its military action.
Operation Sindoor ke darmiyan pehli baar hua jab Aatmanirbhar Bharat ki taakat ko duniya ne pehchana. Made in India drone, Made in India missile ne Pakistan ke hathiyaron ki pol khol kar ke rakh di.
The Prime Minister said the Congress Party has never had a clear vision for the country's national security and weak governance under Congress-led governments resulted in the loss of many civilian lives in terrorist attacks.
2004 se 14 ke beech jo aatanki ghatnaen hoti thi उन घटनाओं में बहुत बड़ी कमी आई है। इसलिए देश भी जानना चाहता है, अगर हमारी सरकार आतंकवाद पर नकेल कस सकती है तो कांग्रेस सरकारों की ऐसी कौन सी मजबूरी थी कि आतंकवाद को फलने फूलने दिया।
Earlier in the day, participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said, three terrorists involved in the Pehelgam attack have been eliminated by the security forces in a joint operation by the army. CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir police under Operation Mahadev yesterday. He said three rifles were seized from the terrorists which were used in the Pehelgam attack.
कल ऑपरेशन महादेव में सुलेमान उर्फे फैजल जट अफगान और जिब्रान तीन आतंकवादी सेना सीआरपीएफ और जम्मू कश्मीर पुलिस के संयुक्त अभियान में ऑपरेशन महादेव में मारे गए। सुलेमान ए श्रेणी का लश्कर ए तोयबा का कमांडर था। पहलगाम हमले में और गगनगीर आतंकी हमले में वो लिप्त था, इसके ढेर सारे सबूत हमारी एजेंसियों के पास।
On the other hand, taking part in the discussion, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, attacked Pakistan, saying that a heartless attack was organized and orchestrated by Pakistan. He said during Operation Sindoor, the opposition stood like a rock with the government.
The moment Operation Sindoor began, in fact, even before it began, the opposition committed itself, all the parties, that we will stand like a rock with the forces and with the government of India. We heard the odd jibe, the sarcastic remarks from some of their leaders, but we said absolutely nothing. And this was something that was agreed among all the senior leadership of the India Alliance. And we are very proud that as an opposition, we stood united as we should have.
Several other members, including Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Shiva Sena's Shrikant Shinde and Nishikant Dubey of BJP also took part in the discussion. After the Prime Minister's reply, Lok Sabha was adjourned to meet again tomorrow at 11 a.m. The Rajya Sabha is holding a special discussion on Operation Sindoor as well. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, Operation Sindoor's role is highly important in shaping the country's future. The Defence Minister reiterated that if Pakistan will dare any misadventure in the future, the country will not hesitate to resume Operation Sindoor.
हमने यह सुनिश्चित किया है कि हम पाकिस्तान के लिए इस पे ऑफ कैलकुलस को चेंज करेंगे और हम आतंकवाद को उनके लिए एक कॉस्ट मिस एडवेंचर बनाकर ही रहेंगे, ताकि आतंकवादियों के जेहन में यह बात बैठ जाए कि यदि हमारे एक भी भारतीय नागरिक को कुछ हुआ तो उनके पूरे आतंक ठिकानों को हम जड़ से निस्त नामूद करें। पिछले सभापति महोदय, मैं मानता हूं कि प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में किया गया ऑपरेशन सिंदूर एक गेम चेंजर साबित हुआ है।
On the other hand, participating in the discussion, leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge said, Uri, Pulwama and now Pehelgam attack showed intelligence failure. He also questioned the government for being unable to apprehend the terrorists who were responsible for the Pehelgam terrorist attack.
2016 में पूरी और पठानकोट आतंकी हमला, 2019 में पुलवामा और अब 2025 में पहलगाम आतंकी हमला हुआ। इन सभी घटनाओं से साफ है कि बार बार देश की सुरक्षा और इंटेलिजेंस में चूक हो रही है, फेल्योर है।
The discussion is still underway. The Business Advisory Committee has allotted 2 hours for consideration of resolution for extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months with effect from the 13th of next month. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh made the announcement in Rajya Sabha today. This is Akash Mani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The 27-hour and 30-minute countdown for the launch of first Indo-US joint Earth observation satellite, NASA-ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR mission, began this afternoon at 1410 hours Indian Standard Time. ISRO's geosynchronous satellite launch vehicle F-16 or GSLV F-16 will carry the NASA-ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR to a sun-synchronous polar orbit at 5:40 p.m. tomorrow from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. NISAR is the first joint satellite mission of the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and American Space Agency, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. We have a report.
The NISAR satellite mission is the first dual-band radar satellite and GSLV's first launch into 743-kilometer sun-synchronous orbit with an inclination of 98.4 degrees. It is a groundbreaking collaboration between ISRO and NASA, showcasing strong technical cooperation between the two space agencies' technical teams for over a decade. This joint Earth observation mission aims to track changes on land and ice, detect natural disasters, and provide critical data for climate studies and disaster response. The mission sets a global benchmark for Indo-US scientific collaboration and demonstrates India's commitment to global welfare and Earth observation. Henry, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
At least 16 people were killed and 30 others were injured in a Russian airstrike on a prison in a frontline region in southeastern Ukraine. According to Ukrainian officials, the overnight attack in Zaporizhia also damaged surrounding homes. Zaporizhia is one of the four eastern regions in Ukraine that Russia claims to have annexed since 2022, although the region is largely under Ukrainian control. Meanwhile, in southern Russia, Ukrainian drone attack killed one person in the Rostov region. The monsoon has turned fully active again in Himachal Pradesh, impacting normal life across the state. Heavy rainfall has been reported from several districts including Shimla, Mandi, Kangla, Bilaspur, Una and Hamirpur. We have a report.
During the past 24 hours, Sandhol in Mandi district recorded the highest rainfall at 210 mm. Apart from this, Mandi town received 200 mm and Pando also in Mandi district recorded 120 mm of rainfall. Notably, Mandi district remains the most disaster affected area during this monsoon season. Early this morning, two separate cloudburst incidents occurred in the Jail Road and Hospital Road areas of Mandi town, causing sudden flooding. Deputy Commissioner of Mandi, Apoorv Devgan, stated that three people lost their lives in the incident and one person was injured. Rescue and relief operations are ongoing and so far 39 people have been evacuated safely. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rain and thunderstorms in four districts. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Madhya Pradesh, continuous rainfall is disrupting normal life. The Met Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rain in three districts over the next 24 hours. More from our correspondent.
The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rain in Narmadapuram, Raisen and Harda districts. Also, orange alert for very heavy rains in 13 districts including Bhopal, Devas, Chindwara. There is a threat of flash flood in Betul, Bhind, Devas, Harda, Khandwa and Shajapur districts. Due to rain, there is a flood-like situation in many villages of Bhopal. School holidays have been declared in many districts. Prashant Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Meanwhile, IMD has issued a red alert over West Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan for extremely heavy rainfall tonight. Heavy rainfall will likely occur over Jharkhand, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow. Similar conditions will continue over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Uttar Pradesh till the end of this month. Meanwhile, similar weather conditions will continue over Delhi NCR tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts no world leader asked India to stop Operation Sindoor. Speaking in Lok Sabha says, Make in India weapons played decisive role in its military action. Prime Minister emphasizes, India gave befitting reply to Pakistan after Pahalgam terror attack by taking revenge in just 22 minutes. Three terrorists involved in Pahalgam attack eliminated by security forces. Informs Home Minister Amit Shah in Lok Sabha. Rajya Sabha also holding special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh reiterates, India will not hesitate to resume Operation Sindoor if Pakistan dares another misadventure. At least 16 people killed in Russian airstrike on Ukrainian prison in frontline region. And countdown begins for launch of first Indo-US joint Earth observation satellite, NISAR mission from Andhra Pradesh, Sriharikota tomorrow. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.